Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. A choppy start to September, that's for sure. The market tried to sell off, but buyers stepped in late. What's the final verdict?
The final verdict is red, but with a twist. The S&P 500 finished down about 0.7%, and the NASDAQ was off by 0.8%. But you're right, we were down a lot more earlier in the day.
Exactly. That late-day resilience is the story under the surface. But the headline driver was all about tariffs, creating a lot of uncertainty.
Right. This U.S. Court of Appeals ruling that most of the Trump-era tariffs are illegal, but they're staying in place for now. It feels like the market is in legal limbo.
It is. The tariffs remain until at least October 14th, pending a Supreme Court appeal. So we have this cloud of uncertainty hanging over everything. And you saw that reflected in the VIX, which absolutely exploded today, jumping 14% to over 17.5.
That's a significant fear gauge spike. So where did investors hide? And where was the pain most felt?
The pain was in the cyclical sectors. Real estate got hit hard, down 1.7%. Industrials and tech weren't far behind, both down about 1%. It was a classic risk-off rotation.
And the hiding spots were just as classic, right? Defensive plays.
You got it. Healthcare and consumer staples both eked out small gains. But the real standout, the top-performing sector of the day, was energy. It closed up 0.2%. Riding the wave of crude oil, which jumped 2.5% to over $65 a barrel.
Okay, let's talk individual stocks. NVIDIA had a wild ride today, didn't it?
It was all over the place. At its lows, NVDA was down more than 3%. It managed to claw most of that back, but still closed down almost 2%, right below a key technical level. Its 50-day moving average around $171. That's a critical spot to watch tomorrow.
And speaking of big moves, Kraft Heinz was in the headlines for a different reason, dropping about 7%.
Yes, a massive corporate shakeup. They're splitting into two separate companies. One focused on their taste elevation brands like Heinz Ketchup, and the other on North American grocery staples like Oscar Mayer.
This feels like a trend. Didn't Keurig Dr. Pepper just do something similar?
It is absolutely a trend. Kellogg did it, KDP did it, and now KHC. The idea is to unlock value by separating the high growth parts from the slower, more stable segments. And get this, the news just broke that activist investor Elliott Management has a huge stake in PepsiCo. The pressure is on for them to do the same.
Very interesting. So despite all this red on the screen, are there any setups that look promising for tomorrow?
Absolutely. Even on down days, you find pockets of relative strength. These are our continuation plays, stocks that are already working and look ready for more.
All right, what's at the top of that list?
First up is American Express, ticker AXP. This name just powered through the noise today. It broke out above a key resistance level at $331 and did it on good volume. I'm looking for a move towards $332.50 in the next couple of days. The entry is near the $329 support level.
Okay, a financial showing strength. What else?
Sticking with financials, Travelers, ticker TRV. It saw a consistent volume spike into the close and has a clear uptrend. A break above $273.50 could see it test $275 very quickly.
Got it. So those are the names that are already in motion. What about stocks that are just getting ready to launch? What's on the anticipation watch list?
Now we're talking about the setups that are coiling, building energy for a potential pop. First on my radar is Cloudflare, ticker NET. It showed some volatility, but the key is the consistent volume and the fact it closed right near its highs. A break past $208 could target $210.
And Salesforce, CRM is another one. Right? That's an earnings play.
Exactly. CRM reports on Wednesday, and you're seeing a nice price recovery heading into the print. The key levels to watch are resistance at $252 and then $255. A good report could send it flying.
So let's wrap this up with the big picture. What are the key levels traders need to be watching on the major indices for tomorrow's session?
For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, keep an eye on resistance at 645. If we can clear that, 650 is in play. To the downside, support is at 635. For the NASDAQ 100 ETF QQQ, the big hurdle is 568. A break above that could signal a move to 570. Support is down at 562.
Excellent. So the takeaway for tomorrow seems to be a market caught between headline risk and underlying strength in select areas.
That's the perfect summary. The late day bounce shows buyers are still interested, but that VIX spike is a warning not to get complacent. Focus on the names showing relative strength, respect your stops, and watch those key index levels. Be nimble.
Great advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.